mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. The seventh day of June 2005. We'll be live in the next 3 hours. Two big guests coming up. We've got the president of the Social Anthropology Association over in England coming on to talk about, well, our CIA. It's not just paying off most of the different research heads in this country and many of the students in key areas, but also overseas, buying up all the young minds to go out and basically have covert agents and spies everywhere. Remember, we have a government that will pay $242 million for one buy of fake newscast for one federal issue they wanted to push. Billions and billions and billions and billions. We know it's in the tens of billions per year is spent on covert propaganda against the American people and the people of the world. So we'll be discussing that also. We are going to have a gentleman who worked at the highest levels of the Reagan administration, also inside the NSA, Wayne Madison, coming on to give us really a wide view of just many of the different things that are going on with this high-tech NSA control grid and the latest police state developments as well. And we're going to have open phones, toll-free number to join us here on air, 1-800-259-9231. I was watching Fox Television a couple days ago, and they had the president of Amnesty International on. They were basically screaming at him, haranguing him, saying, you don't have any proof of torture. You've made all this up. And the Amnesty International head, Mr. Schultz, didn't do a very good job of bringing forward the evidence. I mean, he didn't say, we have the Attorney General's own memos when he was chief counsel at the White House saying we can torture people to death, we can strap them to tables and dunk them in water, ordering the military to carry out this. He didn't mention all the photos and people beaten to death or Brigadier General Toogoomba's own report of a year and a half ago. He didn't mention Brigadier General Rick Baucus quitting, leaving Camp X for refusing to torture. He didn't mention a month ago one of the chief interrogators quitting and saying they were torturing people. I mean, but I guess Fox News commentator wouldn't let him get a word in edgewise to begin with. So, but, I mean, I wish they'd put me on camera. I mean, I would skewer those little government pimps. And then now WorldNet Daily's got an article about, be like John Wayne, don't apologize to the Muslims. Why, they need to apologize to us. You're not with the Muslims, are you? Why, they're bad. They torture people. I mean, it's so crazy. So I want to go over torture. But I've been talking about it a long time ago. Remember about 3 or 4 years ago, I was always talking about torture. I put it in Road to Tyranny, really focused on it. And people were like, why are you talking about torture so much? Because it was going on all over the planet. And our government, our illegitimate government, has really exported it everywhere. And they mean for the rest of the planet to learn of it, but then domestically we're not supposed to find out about it. Very sophisticated propaganda game we're talking about, and we're gonna go over it. Also, personal data of 3.9 million people lost in transit. So that's another big identity theft problem. But that's okay. Let's just take microchips and that'll fix it. Leukemia risk 70% higher for children near high power lines. Hollywood puts the bill for spy cams. Born on that. Tanks rolling around in New York City. But none of that's important. We'll talk about Russell Crowe throwing a telephone at somebody. Or Michael Jackson, perhaps. There's a lot coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got John Leadhill, president of Britain's Association of Social Anthropologists, joining us, coming up a little bit later, to talk about how our government, our CIA, is basically buying off their best and brightest minds at the universities. While they go to school, they are basically CIA officers. They go to CIA secret training camps during the summer. They get all their expenses and tuition paid, and they're not allowed to tell anybody about it. And it's the same for a lot of people in the psychology departments, in the engineering departments, and in this country, it's almost 90% of all of the actual science graduate students. Their funding comes from the Defense Department or from allied agencies, DARPA and others. And a large portion of those, we're not sure how many, but a large portion, an ocean of them, are on the NSA, CIA, Defense Intelligence, Department of Education, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, secret payroll. Boy, I tell you, working for the globalists really pays off. Meanwhile, the rest of the economy shuts down, but the entire intelligentsia is bought and paid for from the time they even begin to get ready to leave college. So that's coming up. Also, we will get into what's happening with the police state with Wayne Madison. We'll expose Karl Rove. We'll talk about the neocon power grab at the NSA and an attempt to stifle the press in America. This is from Online Journal with Wayne Madison. And Wayne Madison's an amazing individual. He's an investigative journalist, nationally distributed columnist, and author who has covered Washington, D.C. politics, national security, intelligence issues since 94. He was a writer for the Village Voice, the Progressive, Counterpunch, and the International Newsletter. Madison is the author of Genocide and Covert Operations in Africa, and co-author of American Nightmare, the Presidency of George Bush II, and the forthcoming Jaded Task, Big Oil, Black Ops, and Brass Plates. Madison is also author of Handbook on Personal Data Protection, London Macmillan, published in 92, an acclaimed reference book on international data protection. He is a former U.S. Naval officer who was assigned to the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration. He also has some 20 years' experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked on the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Sciences Corporation. And so we'll talk about data mining, data protection, what the NSA is up to. He's been breaking a lot of big stories. That's coming up a little bit later as well. Just an important little addendum or side note to our Bohemian Grove coverage. Up until my infiltration of Bohemian Grove in July of 2000, coming up on the five-year anniversary here in a few months, before we snuck in there, there were probably about 30 or 40 news reports going back to turn of the last century, 1905, where it would talk about Howard Taft going there and how the elite of America would meet in a Redwood retreat. Presidents and others would travel by train, over a week to get there. They would meet under heavy guard in the woods and do bizarre rituals just for fun. And there was one photo that had been snuck out during the 1980s of men in red and black robes standing around a big 45-foot stone owl engaging in a mock sacrifice. And then I had a few news reports about gay prostitutes being shipped in for them and people running around naked in the woods. And this was in major publications like Parade Magazine, Spy Magazine, Washington Times, things of that nature. So in 2000, myself and Mike Hansen snuck in, and we were in there 5 hours and got the cremation of care ceremony, the kickoff, every July 15th, on video. There are rituals held every other day during the 15-day encampment from July 15th to July 30th. And right on time, at dusk, they did exactly what we had heard in the legends. Well, since then, the Grove has gone public. They've talked to the Wall Street Journal. They've talked to the New York Times. They have released photos. They say it's no big deal. They released a photo last year for the 100 greatest vintage photos for National Geographic, and it said mock human sacrifice. And that's all in a giant archive on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. About 3 years ago, I was mailed a rare book that we then checked the value of. It was rare book dealers were offering $850-something for it. There's only a couple hundred of these printed every 10 years for select members or leaders of different camps. There's over 100 camps within this gorge in between two mountains there in Sonoma County, right outside the tiny town of Monterio. And since then, we have purchased two additional annals. And we have been sent photos by people who've purchased others who have scanned them in. And then we check with the rare book dealers and do confirm that, yes, indeed, these are authentic. So I guess all told, we've got either the scans or the actual annals for 7 different volumes. We have one from 1909 showing a black boy tied down with men standing around him. I don't know what they're doing, but it looks like... It doesn't look like the black boy, who looks like he's about age 7 or 8, isn't doing too well. But we now have more exclusive photos on PrisonPlanet.com from a reader. Hello, I was able to get a copy of Volume 6 of the Annals of the Bohemian Club from 1973 to 1987. And now I have 87 to 96. That was the first one I got. Here are three pictures. The first is the 1976 cremation of Kurt Ritual. The second is a page from 317 and talks about the cremation of Kurt ceremony. Yes, their own publication saying it is a mock human sacrifice. You can, we've got a high-quality digital scan in there. You can read the entire thing and look at the photo. The last is George Bush Sr., quote, among spies. Keep up the great work. Click for enlargements. We have the druidic practitioners around the burning body. That's the first photo. Then we have the cremation of care page from page 317, where they describe the macabre ritual. And it is very, very interesting. And then we have them all joking, you know, as they're dressed up like spies, because that's really what they are. I wanted to just read part of this from page 317. From the Midsummer encampment itself, the oldest camp-related tradition of Bohemia is the ritual of the cremation of care. The 15 years encompassed by the annals witness that 100th performance of the rite in which the high priest once again cries, Midsummer sets us free. This is from the mid-1980s, so they were saying that was the 100th year. They're well into their 120th. Those words have a powerful effect on Bohemians. The idea is one of great power. Again, I'm reading from their own publication. Since the club has continued to celebrate this liberation from such a long period, again, liberation from conscience, from your conscience, serious black magic, folks, because of the dangers of black magic, according to practitioners, is it comes back on you many-fold. You reap what you sow. And so it's a complex ritual of basically putting the hoodoo or all the bad stuff that comes back on you into this child you kill. And we've interviewed, you know, top, even secular experts on the occult, Christian experts on the occult, the annals of black magic. I mean, this is really bad stuff, folks. This is as bad as it gets. And continuing. Even the protesters at the gate understand the message when they hold up signs reminding Bohemians returning to the city that dull care awaits, and await he does. So they make a comment about the protesters. And I've got video of the protesters doing their own ritual to, quote, counter them. It's sick, folks. But each summer we burn thee in this grove, and so far, for a little while, Bohemians are free from dull care and can devote themselves to the pleasures of the grove and the midsummer encampment. The cremation of care has become a mixture of two strains in the club, one serious and the other deriding seriousness. Some cremations may have been fairly serious, but they have always been characterized as mock ceremonials from the earliest days. When the present grove was first used by the club encampment, you know, I didn't have this when I made Dark Secrets 4.5 years ago inside Bohemian Grove, but I talk about how it is a real ritual, but they have the outer facade for new members, and that's exactly what it says here. When the present grove was first used by the club encampment, were crowded into a single day, and the cremation took place in the middle of the celebrations. Early grove plays provided a care figure whose besting was the climax of the play, and his effigy was escorted down the side or center aisle of the theater to a funeral cortege. The cortege of the high priest, attendants, and the entire audience went to a meadow where the lake is now located and placed the effigy on a great funeral pyre that was filled with skyrockets and Roman candles. The mock ritual proceeded there, and when the effigy and the bonfire were lighted, the sky was filled with Bohemian rejoicing. Bohemians of that era must have had a far stronger, constituations than the day's members, for their outburst led to the lojings that was followed in turn by supper, perhaps, in reality, an early and substantial breakfast, then on to the trains for a quick trip back to town and invariably to care. In the last 15 years, the use of fireworks at the end of the cremation has become, and then it goes on to say it's a druidic ritual. We'll get to that druidic ritual part when we get back. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888 803 4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
On page 258 of the Annals of the Bohemian Grove, from the mid-1970s to the mid-1980s, shows all the druidic practitioners around the burning body and the owl, and it says, "The summer encampment begins with one of the Bohemia's oldest traditions, the cremation of care, where dull care is banished annually by this mock druidic rite. The ceremony is modified slightly each year by different directors. The high priest presides at the owl shrine in this 1976 version." Now, where do you think plays come from? You know, you got the actors up on stage, you got the neophytes of the minions, the crowd watching. That's where we get all of this. And they say in here that this is serious. The Bohemian Grove members take it very serious, the great power they get from it. And they say, oh, but it's just for fun. You know, it's all doublespeak. Right out in the open. These are your Christian conservative leaders. Enough on Bohemian Grove. If you want to find out more details, you should get the film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Los Alamos whistleblower severely beaten. They beat him up and then threatened him to keep his mouth shut. A Los Angeles National Laboratory whistleblower who has uncovered irregularities, one of their non-irregularities, involving millions of dollars of taxpayer money. The government-backed facility was brutally beaten this past weekend. According to several news reports, Auditor Tommy Hook, who was investigating all of this corruption, was violently attacked by three or four anonymous assailants who allegedly ordered him to keep quiet. That happened to me one time, but they got as good as they gave. Hook was scheduled to testify before Congress later this month, but is now in the hospital in very serious condition. On Saturday night, Hook went to the Santa Fe bar, essentially to meet a person claiming to be a fellow Los Alamos whistleblower, who called that night. Hook's wife, Susan, said her husband did not frequent bars. When the person did not show up, Hook left the bar. After consuming two drinks in the parking lot, he was yanked from his car and beaten so badly by three or four men that he had to be taken to intensive care at the local emergency room. And there's photos of him on the website. He is beaten to a pulp. And this was just, folks, there's $3 trillion plus dollars missing from the Pentagon, and when the House Armed Services Committee, when questions are posed, year after year, they just say, we can't talk about it, we're not going to talk about it. But you wonder why the globalists want tyranny. The big reason is so they can just steal whatever they want, however they want, and so no one can challenge them. Meanwhile, they're putting up cameras to see if you're selling ripped-off DVDs or dropping bubble gum on the ground or dumping trash or, you know, smoking pot. Got articles here about cops with night vision all over the streets looking in your cars from hidden positions, you know. Oh, are you drinking? Are you smoking cigarettes? Are you are smoking pot? Or are you throwing cigarettes out your window? Are you? Meanwhile, the border is wide open. They won't put people with night vision on the border. Oh, I'm starting to rant and rave here. It's just there's so much happening, so much corruption. Personal data for 3.9 million lost in transit. First, it was Bank of America with 650,000 people a few weeks ago shelling the data to scam artists. Again, most of the data is not coming from the internet purchases. It's not coming from, you know, somebody at the gas station ripping off your credit card and selling it to his cousin Habib. That's a big part of it, though. No, it's not what the media focuses on. It is companies selling data. And here it is again. One of the largest breaches of data security to date, City Financial, the consumer finance subsidiary of Citigroup, announced yesterday that a box of computer tapes containing information on 3.9 million customers was lost by United Parcel Service last month while in transit to a credit reporting agency. Guaranteed that was an NSA handoff. I mean, that's probably what it is. And then they claim it's a theft and then push for national ID card control. Executives at Citigroup said the tape was picked up by UPS early in May and had not been seen since. The tapes contained names, addresses, social security numbers, account numbers, payment histories, and other details on small personal loans made to millions of customers throughout City Financial's network of more than 1,800 lending branches, or to retailers whose product financing was handled by City Financial's Retail Services Division. And of course, that has all your personal data and is a big problem. And the reason I say it's probably the government, we've caught them in fake thefts of driver's license photos, and then it's the government. We've buying, you know, they'll stage this. The government will actually approach employees about stealing for them. The company said there was no indication the tapes had been stolen or that any of the data in them had been compromised. No, the package just disappeared for months. So that interesting little tidbit. Coming up, leukemia risk 70% higher for children near power lines.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, but of course back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. until 6 a.m. So no way to miss this transmission. I think total we're on about 11 hours a day in a 24-hour cycle. Lots of refeeds for all our fine affiliates who I just want to thank so much for carrying this broadcast. You know, we're getting a lot of new affiliates. We're growing. Whereas over the years, we seem to gain a few stations, and then a couple years later, stations we've had sell or change formats. So we kind of had an equilibrium. I don't want to use the word stagnant, but we were staying about the same size when it came to broadcast affiliates. The Internet is roughly doubling every year. Internet listeners and shortwave, believe it or not, I would say listener-wise, has actually expanded as more and more people learn that we're also on shortwave, and you can listen anywhere in the world. But AM and FM was staying about the same, though it's grown now, because for every station that changes formats or sells, we are gaining new affiliates. And then even stations 4 or 5 years ago that would pick me up for a year or two and then said, oh, this is too hardcore, this is too unbelievable, dump this guy, they're coming back and picking us back up because the station owners are saying, man, everything you said is coming true. I couldn't believe it. Our listeners couldn't believe it. But really, a lot of what you have to say, Alex, is becoming pretty passe. You know, I talk about government-sponsored terrorism, and now it's a major news item. I talk about cancer viruses and the vaccines. Now it's a major news item. I talk about torture back when nobody else was talking about it. Now it's pretty mainstream news. I talk about homosexual sex rings in the White House. Now it's pretty mainstream, which I'm happy. I mean, I'm glad that so many people are talking about what I'm talking about, that I'm not the only target floating around here. Believe me, folks, this isn't a lot of so-called patriots are egomaniacs. They get very upset when other people talk about stuff that they're talking about. They get very upset when they're not the center of attention. I'm the complete opposite. That's why you hear other talk show hosts every week on this broadcast. That's why you hear all the other major websites that fight the New World Order on this transmission. Anybody who really puts out good info, who cares about freedom, who loves liberty, whether they call themselves conservative or liberal, more and more, though, people don't use those labels. Anybody that's exposing the Patriot Acts or the open borders or gun control. You know, we have the border groups on that are trying to control the borders. We have the Second Amendment groups on. We have the land rights organizations on. We have real environmental groups on who are fighting genetic engineering and the toxic waste dumping. We fight the phony environmental groups that are out busy stealing private property for the Ford and Rockefeller and Carnegie foundations. And so we're here as a nexus point to try to bring people together. We do not have stalkers on. We do not have government operatives on. We do not have egomaniacs on. I mean, there are egomaniacs out there that attack me on a routine basis, and I'll never have them on this broadcast. As they squeal angrily, attacking everyone under the sun. We will have, though, establishment enemies on, if they're big enough caliber, like Benjamin Chertoff of Popular Mechanics, who refuses to come on, because we're going to expose him and his cousin, Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security. We want to get William F. Jasper on to find out what his deal is attacking the 9/11 Truth Movement. We want to get all these individuals on, if they're just purely there to sap energy and distract, we don't do it, and we don't traffic in it, ladies and gentlemen. We're about the information war first and foremost. I want to try to get Ann Coulter back on. That's got to be the all-time most ridiculous interview. I don't know. She might be a close second with that police chief up in Bergen County police chief, who said that he's taken the microchip, and if the government orders us all to take microchips, he'll enforce it. That guy was right out of the Twilight Zone. But we're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes, 1-800-259-9231. But here's just a shotgun of some of the news we have in front of us. Leukemia risk 70% higher for children near power lines. The evidence of this is absolutely overwhelming. There are literally hundreds of major scientific reports that I have seen detailing this. Hollywood foots bill for spy cams. We talked about this last week, but new developments there. Also, Russell Crowe charged for throwing a telephone. Who cares if some Hollywood brat throws a telephone at a concierge at a hotel? Who cares about Michael Jackson? That's my comment on that. The world attack on Amnesty International, and they're refusing to back down from Gulag comments. I mean, what do you call secret prisons where people are tortured to death? Hundreds of them all over the world. The armies, again, folks, I rarely watch TV, but I saw the head of Amnesty International, Mr. Schultz, William Schultz on Fox News. And maybe you saw it, but they hardly let the guy talk. When they try to play partisan politics, oh, you're an evil liberal. Oh, you gave money personally to John Kerry. Oh, boo-hoo. Well, John Kerry's for the war. John Kerry's covered up the torture. John Kerry is tomb mates with his cousin George W. Bush. Doesn't even matter. And frankly, watching Mr. Schultz, who I'm trying to get on, I mean, I think he dropped the ball. but perhaps they wouldn't let him get a word in edgewise. I mean, I've really seen Amnesty International whitewashed over the years. And here was the Fox News pundit saying, where's your proof? Where's your facts? Come on, show them to me. And he would point out that, well, you're flying people to secret countries and your own photographs of torture, and, well, it's not really torture, it's pressure. Well, Rumsfeld says, you know, do this, but he wouldn't really let him talk. And I wish I could have been on the show. They would have had to just shut me down and turn my microphone off, which I've seen them do to other guests who do put up a fight. I would have said, in rapid order, Rumsfeld has been all over television after 9/11 saying, we're torturing people. Quote, we're taking the gloves off. We're getting our hands dirty. We're pressuring them. There have been several hundred admitted deaths of detainees all over the world. And to his credit, Mr. Schultz did mention that. Alberto Gonzalez, when he was chief counsel to the president, now attorney general, in five different memos, there's a total of 10, but five are really bad, said, we can pressure someone till they die and have organ failure, but if we didn't mean to kill them, it's not torture. So I guess semantically, killing somebody isn't even torture, so you can, again, semantically change what the word means and then claim we're not torturing. He could have brought up Gonzalez describing boiling people, pulling fingernails out, placing them on a table and sliding their head up to their shoulders in excrement into urine. I mean, that's what you do. The Army's own reports have come out in the last 3 months, more this weekend. The Army admitting urinating and defecating on Korans, as I told you months ago. But no, they didn't flush it down the toilet. Newsweek's problem was in the translation. They said that they toileted it, and that's the Muslim term. They're even ashamed of body function, so they just say, they said the Quran was involved with toilet functions. And then Newsweek, on purpose, by the way, the former top Newsweek executive is going to be a propagandist for Bush. This was all staged, folks. That's in the news today. Being well rewarded for their good job. And then, oh, the translation, it was put in a toilet. No, or flushed down a toilet. Well, anyone knows you can't flush it down a toilet. No, the people just said it was toileted. You know, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, they've retracted. You can't flush it down a toilet. So Brigadier General Rick Baucus came out and quit refusing to torture. The head of Gitmo. There's an internal CIA torture base within the base. That none of the aid groups are allowed in to see, Amnesty or Red Cross. And to his credit, Schultz did bring that up. Schultz didn't bring up General Tagumbo's report. And people always say, is that a joke? No, that's the real general. He's a Filipino-American. And he went and did the report for the Pentagon and interviewed those involved, and they've admitted to it. They were ordered to torture people and beat them to death and rape them severely. And use acid on them and other things we won't mention here. So I would have rattled off Brigadier General Rick Baucus, interrogators quitting, refusing to torture, the admissions, the convictions, Alberto Gonzalez's own memos. But they don't do that. They put up all these straw men on TV and in the newspaper. I mean, why didn't Schultz bring up the deputy CIA director, the section chief, in a January 2002 issue of the Washington Post saying, we fly them out to Egypt and to Jordan where we torture them and their families in front of them. I mean, it's in Road to Tyranny. Copy of the headline and zoom into the article. And he brags. Back when they thought we'd all buy it, he brags. Yeah, we torture them and pressure their families in front of them. That's the quote. We torture the detainees and then take their families, including their children. I forgot about that part. Boy, that is really Mingle-ish. Very Joseph Mingle-ish. And I've had people on debating them on this broadcast about torture over the years. And, well, Alex, what have they got, a bomb? And they're about to blow up 1,000 GIs. They always use that hypothetical. They use that on the news. They use that on the dramas, the fiction shows on TV. The law enforcement magazines promoted that idea before 9/11. I saw the trend then, saw them getting us ready for it. And now there's instances of cops torturing citizens all over the country. Tell me where the drugs are in your car. I'm going to break your arm. We've catheterized you. You're refusing to urinate. We're going to taser you twice when you're chained down. You know, just crazy stuff. Every week I see it. It's this mentality of we're evil and need to be tortured because torture's good. All these weak-minded people, all these weak-minded police watch these cop shows where the hero tortures people every episode, and they identify with that. And so there's no real terrorists, so when they go out in the real world, they end up torturing your wife. Or cutting your wife's finger off at a DUI checkpoint in Detroit. Remember that case? Here, let me just take a knife and cut your finger off. Put you in handcuffs, I'm going to cut your finger off. That'll teach you. Type it in. Type, a Detroit cop cuts woman's finger off. You don't believe me? You forgot about that? I mean, this stuff is so insane, so off the charts. So and there's a several disgusting articles out of WorldNet Daily, one by this Prager character. It's an American Value now. You know, you're with the evil Muslims that want to kill us all if you're against torture. Amnesty International and Moral Idiocy. Sometime in the 70s, I sent a donation to Amnesty International. As soon as I heard that a group had been formed to combat torture, I knew I had to support it. Good line, Prager. You're pretty slick. Dennis Prager. Unfortunately, like almost all international and domestic groups, the left took over Amnesty International. Yeah, you're right. That's why they whitewash. And it devolved into another predictably anti-American, morally destructive organization. No, it's not. The de-evolution was most apparent years ago when Amnesty International listed the United States as a major violator of human rights because it executed murderers. Well, that's apples and oranges, folks. They also listed us because of the death squads being trained up there at the School of Americas. Fort Benning, Georgia, the organization, inability to morally distinguish between executing murderers and executing innocent people means that Amnesty International is worse than ineffectual. The good it has done, notwithstanding, it is becoming harmful to the cause of human rights. And it goes on. Amnesty International reached its nadir 2 weeks ago when the Secretary General of the organization, Irene Kahn, branded the U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo Bay the gulag of our times. Well, it is. And we're supporting Uzbekistan that mows down 500 people, folks. And they shoot women like Snellgrove in the head and kill her for walking out of a restaurant after a Red Sox game. I mean, this isn't freedom. And then he goes on to whitewash what's going on at Gitmo. Hey, Prager. That's it. I want Prager on. Instant message, my producer, before I forget. I want Prager on. And get me Sniveler. I keep meaning to get that Sniveler Michael Medvin on. I mean, I want all these snivelers on here. Bunch of snivelers. And it just goes on and on. But the sickest article is another one on WorldNet Daily, who I happen to think is better than some of the other neocon publications like Newsmax. I mean, they got some good stuff in here. But this kind of stuff makes me really ashamed to even be associated with them. Bush urged never to apologize to Muslims. Administration officially reported inspired by official, by classic John Wayne movie, she wore a yellow ribbon. And it says, John Wayne says, never apologize to the Indians because they'll just, that shows weakness. And Bush, who's a fake Texan, who loves to act like a fake Texan, loves to act like a Texan, is obsessed with High Noon and other movies. And I mean, that shows how delusional he is, folks. And so this, things are being governed. And again, I like John Wayne. John Wayne wouldn't like George Bush. John Wayne doesn't like big government or gun control or torture. The article goes on, so cross your fingers. He takes the movie and the message to heart. The day the President of the United States announces that Muslims owe an apology to us and not the other way around will be the day that we truly begin to win this war. Hey, fools! Over at WorldNet Daily, because nobody put their name to this article. The official Pentagon Department of P2OG says that they want to put out news that enrages the Muslims so that they do attack us overseas, and so the war can be widened. It isn't about winning the war. It's about widening it and having it go on as long as possible in Iraq, just like Vietnam, because that maximizes profits. The globalists are getting what they wanted in Iraq in many respects, though it could get so bad they get thrown out early, which they don't want. So it may backfire on them. But they want a long 10-year event to literally make over $1 trillion. They'll make over $1 trillion at current expenditures if they're there for 10 years. And they say it'll be 10 years. That's the model. Then they'll have a total puppet government in and get the $4 trillion in oil. That's $5 trillion total. All right, we'll talk to Regina in Pennsylvania, Robert in Denver, Colorado, and others when we get back. It's just so sick. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
About 15 minutes, we're going to have Wayne Madison, an expert on the NSA and the police state, joining us. Worked at the National Security Agency. Regina, Robert, Jeff, Fred, and others. We'll start taking your calls here in a few minutes and go a little bit in the next hour with them, and then get to your calls early with our guest. But just very briefly, I want to thank everybody that came out to the double showings of my new film, Martial Law, last Friday night. Here in Austin, Texas, it was overflow, sellout crowds at both of the showings. A lot of fun. Great to meet you. I really enjoyed it. I'm sorry that over 100 people got turned away in between the two showings. And, of course, as of last week, tomorrow night's showing at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar is sold out, too. So we're having another showing, one more showing, next Thursday, the 16th, 7:30 p.m., Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. So I suggest you link through at Infowars.com to the Alamo Drafthouse website and go ahead and get your tickets online there. Or if you don't, if you're not on the computer and live in South Austin, when you're driving by, you can go ahead and buy tickets early to that event and, you know, put the tickets in your wallet and make sure you come. I really look forward to seeing you. And it was just a lot of fun. I underestimated how many people would show up, so we should have had more showings. And we would have, but you got to schedule these weeks out. So the earliest we can do it is next Thursday again. Those tickets are still available, but not for long. So go ahead and get them. And then last but not least, if you want a hard copy of Martial Law or Road to Tyranny or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, big discounts when you get three or more of any of my films. You save $18 when you get three copies. Some of my new films, take American Dictators, as low as $5.95 apiece. And my new film is Martial Law, really a mini-series, covers the police state, 9/11, and who the globalists are. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Watch all my films, my weekly TV show. You'll see things like, well, the speeches I gave at this event, the question and answers. We're going to put about 30 minutes of that up on the website this evening. So, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to Infowars.com to order a hard copy via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. So, 888-253-3139. Regina in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Ann Coulter, please don't give us a headache with her again. She made it very clear that the lady is not a very deep thinker, and she'll waste our time.
Yeah, she's written a book about how the Patriot Act's good, and I said, well, what about Section 802? And she said, I haven't read the Patriot Act.
So, you know, she gets enough play everywhere, Alex. Please don't, you know, you have listeners that are working towards educating themselves. Please don't let us be drained by her.
No, but listen, she woke a lot of people up. I mean, to hear that she writes books about stuff she hasn't read.
But I know it now, Alex, and I want to hear you. And how about Will Christensen, National Vice Chair of the Independent American Party, or John Hamill, who's fighting tooth and nail to try to get Codex Alimentarius stopped and has put out an alert, along with the Liberty Committee, putting out an alert to support Ron Paul's HJ Resolution 27 to stop the authority over us of the WTO.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they're basically going to regulate and make vitamins prescription. And I'll get him on. I meant to get him on. I heard him on the radio once. I've read his alerts. Why don't you send me his contact info?
Okay, you're talking about, I'm having trouble by email. You mean through the mail? I thought I did.
No, the Codex Alimentarius.
Okay, by what means do you want me to send it
to you? Infowars.com.
I have trouble getting through that. I have another bill.
I know, my email's all screwed up.
Could I give you another bill?
Sure.
Okay, you want me to get off?
Yeah, go ahead, keep talking.
Okay, the other bill that, besides this HJ Resolution 27, stop us, get us out of the WTO, get your Congress on that. 202-224-3121.
Stay there. We'll hear about it when we get back.
Hello, folks.